I am Malte Stöckert, Founder and CEO of Stingorg GmbH. I'm an interim manager, consultant, and a business coach. Hey Todd, it's a pleasure to meeting you today in this podcast video session. Todd, you're working for GMP, and it's an honor for me to have this conversation with you. We were working quite a while together on some appointments, and well, what do you think about the services that we are providing here at Stingorg?
So Malta, thanks for this invitation, the opportunity to see you again. It's always a pleasure, of course, anytime we get a chance to get together and talk. So our experience with Sting organization to this point has been really good for a few different reasons, really. As you remember, we kind of lost contact after we were working together for a little while, and then sorry, my phone was ringing. I needed to silence it real quick. So we kind of lost contact there for a little bit, and then got reacquainted. And I came up with the idea to maybe try to partner with you and your company to be able to kind of help take care of some of our European clientele. So I mentioned the idea to my boss. He thought it was good. And so we reached out to you, kind of floated the idea out there to see what you thought. Of course, you thought it was a great idea, and I was sure you would. And it's worked out really well because, as you know, we've had some European clients that have reached out to us. They have US-based manufacturing and US-based headquarters sometimes, but they have a lot of CMOs in Europe. And with that CMO business, of course, there's oversight, there's auditing, there's partnering for product development. And so whenever there's a need for our client or from our clients to have some of that work done in Europe, it's great to have a partner, one that I'm familiar with. That's the big thing, is that I have a good background with you and a good work history, so I know your capabilities. And two, knowing that there's somebody that's close by in the region that can get to these clients in a fairly quick fashion. And so that has been a big help to us. It's been a great cost savings that we can offer to our clients who really appreciate that. And so that, I think, is probably the biggest benefit that I see up front of having you as a European partner and having so many of the same services that we offer here in the US. So we can just kind of extend that out to you, through you to our clients. So that's been really good. It's been very helpful to us.
Very good. Thanks very much. And this was always around quality, FDA inspection, kind of preparation for that stuff, and pharmaceuticals, medical devices, right?
That's right.
And that's also where you are basically familiar with. This is your competence, correct?
It is. That's our core business. So we work largely with pharmaceutical and biologics manufacturers. We're not limited to that, of course. For instance, in the US, there's a large cannabis industry now, and the cannabis industry is falling under the FDA. And so we're starting to get a lot of clients that reach out to us. Unfortunately, it's after the FDA has already paid them a visit and has had some things to say about how their business is run. But they reach out to us, and we've been able to help a lot of those clients. We've also got into homeopathics, which has been another. It's a lot of these are small entities, but there are a lot of them, and so we're starting to reach outside of our core competence a little bit, even though it is still under the FDA regulation. So that's kind of the big marker for us.
That sounds very interesting. And like our services, which is giving support to from the, let's say, R&D, so from the development over risk management, into ramp up management, into production, selecting and controlling of suppliers, feeding this back into the risk management, and then go to full production, having also the customer complaints, the post-market surveillance piece of the business in hand, and then basically feedback what next needs to be done in product development or what needs to be done to be right. better in your manufacturing controls, right? Mm-hmm. This is right. basically our offer, and I guess that's the same at your side, right?
So there's yes, and there's two sides to our business. I want to be sure that I make that known to anyone who's watching this, that our company name, CGMP Validation, was for a long time largely just that, a validation company. Mm-hmm. There was a time period when we had a large compliance contingency within the company that kind of went away for a while because validation really exploded about 10 years ago. And so we had so much work in validation that the compliance piece of it kind of went to the side for a little while. Now that validation, a lot of companies have that competence within the company, it's slowed down some, although the demand for our services are still high, we're able to bring compliance back. And that's what we're doing now is we're building our compliance team back to bring that business, bring that core business back to CGMP. So that, yes, we are a validation company, but we're also a compliance company who offers a full set of services similar to yours, what you just described.
Yeah.
So we can do either one of those now.
That sounds very interesting. And when you think about the challenges that you see with compliance in the US, what would be the major challenges that you face or that customers may face?
Well, yeah, aside from a whole lot of competition, there are a lot of competitors out there. You know, we have been around for a long time, since 1997. So CGMP has been doing this for a while. And I think the challenges that we face is that when people do an internet search for help, there's so many resources that'll come up during the internet research. Our challenge is to keep our name in that short list at the top whenever someone does a search for either validation or compliance services. Our owner, Jesse Gilligan, it was a very shrewd man, or when the business first stood up, knew that if he could get the name CGMP or the letter CGMP into the name of the company, that would serve him well and serve the company well when it came to searches. That has in fact happened. But even despite that, with having CGMP in our company name, I think a lot of times folks just don't really know what it is that they're looking for. So for instance, compliance isn't in the company name. So if someone needs help with a warning letter remediation, such as, you know, I mentioned the cannabis companies and the homeopathic companies, we've had some clients that have had warning letters. When they do a search, CGMP validation, compliance didn't come up. So we had to go out and kind of rethink our marketing plan on that and get some outside resources to help us figure out how do we also make it known that although we are a validation company, we also offer compliance services. So we had to make some adjustments there, which we have, and we're starting to see that pay off because we're starting to see phone calls from clients who call up and say, hey, I see that you guys offer quality system services, compliance services. Here's our situation. Can you help? So those calls are coming now.
That sounds very good. So you are seeing also expansion for your business, I guess.
Yeah, we definitely are. Right now, you know, with the employee market, it's hard to find good help. It's hard to find help, period. But it's even harder to find good help. We've been pretty lucky in that regard. We found some very good employees, so we're able to keep ourselves staffed up well enough to keep up with the business. As you know, with the coronavirus, that has changed the market in ways that we just had no way of forecasting. Mm-hmm. In that, for instance, some of the distributors of the vaccines now have a huge need for validation of refrigeration and freezer services to keep the vaccines stored at appropriate temperatures. There's a lot of that work out there that just all of a sudden popped up, and a lot of people are trying to keep up with that, and that's a challenge. So it's been an eye opener, especially with the virus, how much that's changed how we work. A lot of us are able to work from home well now, as before, our clients really like to see us on site. And so that has changed because everyone's been forced into their home offices and having to work remotely. And so we're seeing our business evolve a little bit where our folks are not quite as frequently on the road or traveling as they used to be, as they're sitting at home and able to take care of business, being meetings like Zoom or some of the other online services where you can meet with your clients face to face just like this, and they're finding that it's very effective.
Mm, yeah, and that's the same here over in Europe or in Germany especially, but also all over Europe. Basically, you do your job now, or we are doing our jobs mainly virtual through through web meetings and so on. And it's very seldom that we can go to a site and then see, really look at what is happening. This is still happening, but really this is very limited. But I guess that the service that we are offering also is possible to do via those Zoom or webmail conferences and so on. So, but the world has changed for sure. It is different than it was before. And well, I think also that it opens up for some opportunities. We also did a couple of supplier audits only online. Sounds strange. But this was possible. We were just asking the supplier, say, take a camera with you, just go through your production.
Right.
We would like to see how, everything is sorted and everything is put in place. That at the end worked out pretty well. And I guess, that's keeping us also very busy.
Well, you know, that's a good point that you just raised about doing virtual tours for audits. It works good, and we've done the same thing where we've used FaceTime on a cell phone, or someone maybe carried a tablet during a Zoom meeting where they had good enough connectivity throughout the building and could use the tablet for the virtual tour.
Yeah.
One thing I found, or I noticed, Malta, and you may have seen this as well, is during those virtual tours, it's very different because the view of what you're looking at is very restricted. So the camera eye is not nearly as wide angle as the human eye. Whereas when you're walking through a building yourself and you get into a warehouse, something on the ceiling may catch your eye up above where the tablet or the camera on the phone doesn't show that. So you really have to be very directive to your client to say, can you pan upwards? Can you go left a little bit further? I'd like to see that dock door a little bit up further up close.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting how you find that how much detail is missing when you do a video virtual tour versus in person, and then how to try and gain those fields of view back by trying to direct your client to look at certain things. And sometimes it's funny, they have to laugh a little bit at what I ask them to look at. You know, sometimes it's like, what's that silver box on the floor? And they're like, oh, we don't know what that is. It's, well, can you zoom in on that silver box? I'd like to see that up closer. And they just kind of go, well, I don't know why you're interested in that. And come to find out it's a rodent trap that's inside the warehouse. And
you didn't
know what was there. So it's interesting how it's evolved.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. You name it. With the virtual tour, this is really difficult in comparison to being on site live. And I guess that's, with the experience that a tour of us are having, I think you're just entering a building, and when you are live there, you are seeing so many things at the same moment. So this is not reproducible with the camera. That's absolutely true. Yeah.
Right. It definitely has some restrictions. You know, you lose some of the sensory that the human has also.
Yeah.
Because the virtual tour is visual only. You don't smell anything. You don't feel airflow.
Yeah.
There's sounds that you don't hear that if you're there in person. So it really, really changes the game, I would say.
All right. Very good. All right. Maybe one last question from my side. What keeps you up at night about your work? What is it? Is basically the main motivator, if you want. What keeps you up at night?
You know, it's the same fear that I had when I used to sit in an office for a company, which is, what is it that I don't know that I should know? You know, regulations don't change that much because most of those are codified in law. And so I don't worry so much about the regulations as I do the guidance. a lot of, you know, the European industry or the European Union and the, you know, the FDA regulators all are constantly updating their guidance to industry. And we know, or well, at least for the FDA, it's non-binding. The guidance in documents are non-binding. However, it's the expectation that you follow the guidance. And if you don't, you have a good reason why you don't, because the guidance is best practices. It's, you know, current good manufacturing practices as we know them. So my worry is what keeps me up at night is that I'm going to go out and in the field with a client and we're going to be setting up a new factory or starting up a new biologics facility. And I'm going to miss something, that something in the guidance is going to come out or is going to change. And there's a new, better, best practice. Yeah. And I'll not have that in my quiver of things to deliver to my client.
Yeah.
So that's my biggest worry and biggest challenge is to make sure I stay up to date. Because as you know, if you travel a lot and you're in the field a lot, there's not a lot of time left for continuing education. And you really have to discipline yourself to be sure that you take some time and sit down and go through the guidance, get connected to, you know, have an email delivery from the guidance document website to tell you, hey, there's something new here, or to flag you that you need to go and update yourself. So, so that's always my biggest concern is, do I have the most current information?
Thanks very much for that insight also.
You bet.
Brian, would you have questions to me at this moment of time, or?
Just a couple things, Malte. We've been working together now, partnered with Sting Organization for a couple of years, and just about any time that we've had an ask or a request for services from you, you guys have been able to deliver, and you've delivered very well. And so I know that you do have some U.S. clients. I know some of our former colleagues are now clients of yours here in the U.S. Do you still stay connected to those folks and still offering services in the U.S.?
Yes, we do that. We are basically doing things also in the area of quality most of the time, like what would be, the EU MDR thing has come out, and a lot of customers are still facing challenges with that. It's not over yet, even though you might think that it is over, but most of the European clients who have manufacturing facilities in the US still are doing remediation plans. That is giving us a couple of things to do. So again, it's about regulations, it's about quality, it's about how to translate what the European Union really wants from the foreigners that they want to export into or import into the EU. And this thing really gave us something to do here. And I think a lot of customers, they really had a headache from it. So it will go away for sure in a couple of months, but it's still there. Yeah. And then the things that I have described, our services all around bringing production, mainly in medical devices, but also in automotive or in construction, into work. So that's really things that we are working on. We are building on lean principles. We are building on the regulations for sure, and I'm having myself and my guys also a very strong quality orientation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. So along those same lines, then we've used your services many times, and it's really been it's been great for us to have you centrally located in Europe and to be able to get to some of our clients and take care of their needs. That's been great.
Thanks very much.
So what has your experience been like having us as your partner? What are some of the things that's been helpful to you?
Yeah, the experience is excellent, I would say. I always found that working with you guys is super because, this is very easy setup. It's there were never any problems. We were always aligned. It's very easy to get also connected with you. To understand what your US customer wants, for example, from me visiting the German subsidiary or the German suppliers or the European suppliers. And I found that always very helpful because, this is in, how do you say that in English? It's just on one level. So it's very easy to understand each other because we are talking basically the same language and quality, mm-hmm. regulatory, and so on. And that makes it very easy for us because we nearly at the first moment understand your concerns, beliefs, challenges, and that makes it very easy, I think. And I appreciate it very much to work with you guys. It's really great.
Good. We've definitely enjoyed the relationship as well.
That's so good to hear.
I know this is going to continue for quite a while. It'll be interesting to see what our next adventures are.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to those.
Same here. Okay.
Thanks very much, Todd. Have a great day.
You're welcome, Walter. Good to see you.
Good to see you.